Report: Iowa Democrat Teresa Greenfield evicted local businesses for corporate chain. By Sean Moran on May 1, 2020. Iowa Senate Democrat candidate Teresa Greenfield supported evicting local small businesses in favor of multinational firm Aldi, according to a report by the Washington Free Beacon released on Friday. The Free Beacon reported that, despite Greenfield's image as a champion of workers and small businesses, she led a project for multinational grocery chain Aldi in 2015 against small businesses in Windsor Heights, Iowa. Greenfield, the president of Colby Interests, blindsided the shopping center's tenants with evictions notices, which were personally signed by Greenfield. Many of the small businesses had operated in the shopping center for decades. Greenfield's scheme to bring Aldi to Windsor Heights ultimately failed when the city council rejected the measure, facing pressure from residents. Steve Bobhouse, a local business owner, told KCCI after moving his fitness store from the business center, "I hope they get what the city really wants. And I just don't think the people of the city want another grocery store. We tried to stay here, but the rent is just going to be too high in the new building. And we couldn't find anywhere else in Windsor Heights, otherwise we would have stayed," he added. Gary Updegriff, a small business owner, said after receiving an eviction notice, "A lot of tenants were blindsided by the fact that they were going to have to move." Greenfield has previously touted herself as a champion of workers and small businesses. "Iowa's mom and pop shops are what make our state special. Any relief should make sure small businesses aren't crowded out by big corporations that already have an advantage," Greenfield wrote in April. Greenfield also attacked Senator Joni Ernst, "Arya," by claiming that Iowa needs a senator who will actually put workers first. The Iowa Senate Democrat candidate also claimed Ernst was a socialist for pushing policies such as President Donald Trump's tax cuts. Greenfield campaign spokesman Sam Newton defended Greenfield, claiming that the controversy serves as part of the desperate attempts to smear Teresa's strong record of running an Iowa family-owned small business. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.